guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we saw a wheat market that looks like it tried to lead things a little higher here today.
Well, it did. We had additional cancellations from China of about four cargoes, 264,000 tons, and that started us all lower. We made a new contract low in Chicago, but rallied back a little bit like late last week. So this is the second, key reversal in a row. People are, you know, looking at it as maybe a sense that the market's dialed in enough bearishness. China's also probably close to done in cancellations from what the commercials are saying. So that should maybe be helpful to the market as we think down the road.
Yeah, where do we go then? We focus more on the acreage then?
I think the markets are shifting their attention, to your point, on new crops. So whether it's acreage or weather or Black Sea, I think that's the case. When I say Black Sea, it's been dry across Ukraine and much of portions of Western Russia. So we need to watch that area carefully. Russia's been the aggressive seller in the world market. They have a weather problem. It kind of changes everything completely. So those are areas we need to focus on going forward.
Okay. The soybean market, that seemed like that was kind of stuck lower all day long.
Yeah, no, we tried to move higher, but there's still a supply coming out of Brazil. The premiums were a little softer, squishy, if you will, down in Paranaguá. It just gave the market a little of a negativity following a 20-cent rally on Friday. The farmer in Brazil is still selling, but not aggressively. But I believe as you go forward and get harvest, let's say beyond 75%, you'll see premiums start to come back again, and we'll see where the soybean market sits at that point. But today it was Brazilian selling and just a lack of demand that gave us a lower close.
What happened over on the livestock side?
Well, livestock was generally weaker across the board. We saw the feeder cattle markets take the biggest downdraft, if you will, on rising feed prices. That market has been somewhat under pressure in recent days, just as the corn market seemingly is finding bids. You're also seeing cattle markets, which are a little lower as we had record cash trade last week, but now we're heading into a new week and wondering if the packers are going to be quite as aggressive going forward. There's talk that maybe one or two packers have at least half of its killed needs filled for this week, which could cause the market to be steady, maybe slightly lower. That kind of gave us a downdraft, if you will, in livestock futures today.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
I think that's about it, Randy. The Brazilians giving us their crop estimates tomorrow morning. CONAB will be out. We had Canada with Stats Canada with their acreage. Thereafter, it's all about weather and probably the March 28th reports on stocks and seedings. That'll be very important at the end of the month.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.